Zakta Helga Mishnah Vaiter Masechtes Klayim Perik Tes Mishnah Dalet Tachriche Hames. These are the Tachrichem, they're like the shrouds that are put on someone after the neshama leaves the guf. Umerdash al chamar, and the saddle of a donkey. Ein behem mishim klayim. There's no problem if they're klayim. What? This person was an erlich yid his whole life. He should be buried in klayim. Zakta Batanura. The pasuk says in Tehillim, Bameisim chavshi. Kivan shemes adam nasachavshi mina mitzvahs. The opportunity to perform mitzvahs is only when we're alive on this world. Well, what about the saddle on the donkey? Isn't the person sitting on it? Well, that's the point. He's just sitting on it. He's not wearing it. He's not covering himself with it. Wait, he wasn't covering himself with the mats and the cushions, and over there we had all kinds of concerns that it's going to eventually wrap around him. It can't be too soft. His clothes has to be a chatzitza. It can't be with his skin touching it. Maybe a loose thread will wrap around him. So how come we don't have that same concern over here with the saddle? And the answer is the saddle was made out of much tougher material. So we don't have this chash that it's somehow going to wrap around him. But the Batanura tells us an interesting thing. It has to be very obvious that it's klayim. Let's say it's a beged that somehow some klayim got mixed into it, but you can't tell. You can't use it for a saddle. Can you tell me a swara why not? Zakta Batanura, because what happens if someone's going to decide to take off a piece of the saddle of a donkey and use it for a patch on his clothes? So if it's clear that it's klayim, I'm not worried about that. People will chop. Oh, for a saddle on a donkey, it's good, but I can't use it to connect to my clothes. But if you can't tell that it's klayim, so then don't use it for a saddle, even though it's not a problem. As long as it stays a saddle, but how do I know someone's not going to take off a piece and use it as clothing? Zakta Mishnah, another halacha. If you're going to use a donkey for your saddle, that's shatnes, klayim shatnes, same thing. Zakta Mishnah, layitin hamerdas l'kseifoy, don't take that saddle, which is shatnes, and put it on your shoulder. Why would I want to do that? Zakta Mishnah, filu l'hoitzi yolav zevel. Because you're taking out something which is a little unpleasant, like manure. So you don't want to put it on your back. You say, you know what, I'll put the saddle over here. And put the zevel on top of the saddle. Oh, but now you're using it to cover yourself with. That's awesome. So in other words, you can sit on it, but you can't cover yourself with it. So chazing over a Mishnah, shrouds of a mess, could be shatnez. Very interesting shaila. You can look it up in Shulchan Aruch Yerideya Simon Shin Aleph Sif Zayin, in the Taz over there, Sif Tes. Again, that's Shulchan Aruch Yerideya Shin Aleph Simon Zayin, in the Taz, Sif Tes. How can you bury the mess with shatnez? When he gets up, Chiyas HaMeisim, he's going to be wearing shatnez. So you can look over there what the teretz is. But lemaisa pi'alach, it's mutter. It's also mutter to have a donkey saddle made out of shatnez because it's tough, it's hard, there's no shash. When a person sits on it, it's going to wrap around him. But that's only if you can obviously tell that it's shatnez. If not, we're scared. You may take it off and use it as a patch for your baghead. And finally, the Mishnah told us, you can't put the saddle on your shoulder, even if you want to use it to protect you from the zevel that you're carrying, to protect your clothes, because while you can sit on it, you can't put it on yourself.